Yo, but I gotta give you guys this OG Bosswood. It's got 3.5 grams in it.
3.5 grams.
Because of 420, we got a shout out to our homies over at Bearwoods.
It's like a motherfucking cigar.
That bitch is a cigar.
It's yeah, stupid it fat.
You smoke that bitch right now?
Yup.
Hold on. Smoke that blunt.
You might have to keep the lighter on it for like a fucking minute and a half to get it lit, but it'll work, I think. I don't think when you're going to need a torch.
For that motherfucker. Man.
Torch is preferable.
You need a flamethrower for that bitch. That bitch big as hell.
You see this, huh?
No cap.
You guys get excited about 420?
Hell, fuck yeah.
Come on, now, man. Yeah. We get high every day. I feel like this is my holiday.
2 days. Yeah. Okay. 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, for real? Happy birthday. Yeah. How old did you just turn?
22.
Yeah. Man.
Exciting.
No. Y'all out here getting it, man.
Adam 22.
Young, but...
You 22 with Adam 22.
Did you know that you would be a rapper by this age?
No, but I told my mama I wanted to be a rapper, though.
I mean, you could have been a rapper, but you're a lit rapper.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Right.
Everybody's a rapper.
That's facts.
You feel me? I ain't know.
Everybody dabbles, you know?
Everybody dabbles in rap. That's a fact.
We about to get this bitch going.
Yeah, you do have to poke a hole in the thing before you can start smoking it. That's a thing.
All right.
It's probably a lot of people in y'all area that dabble, you feel me?
Be gentle with it, though, because I saw somebody crack one in half earlier because they were smacking it.
Not our
so
age,
much.
Though.
Yeah, facts. Like.
Not with our intensity at our age, you feel
off
me?
Top.
When did
off
you top. Guys start hanging out? How did the union begin?
Shit, we was like 10.
10?
I like, thought y'all was related.
Yeah, this is my guy brother. You know what I'm saying? So
it be like that.
Yeah, we like grew up with each other for sure.
Y'all met in like elementary school type shit?
Yep.
What was the first interaction? Y'all was just like, hey, what up, nigga? Like,
nah, we was, you feel me, in the same class.
Type shit.
Feel me,
just... We really got into it.
Where?
What class?
Yeah, we used to always be flaming every day, you feel me? And I just, you feel me, I just had them flamers.
Flaming, like making fun of each other?
Yeah, like, roasting. You feel me? He was like, damn, this nigga funny as hell. Start fucking with me.
What would you guys say to each other, making fun of each other?
We was little niggas, we used to say badass shit.
you was getting off on being on Mora.
He funny as hell, too, though. Everybody was getting off, but I had, you feel me?
Yeah, the flames.
He was like, okay, he cut like me with this shit.
Do you okay, so for the people out there, you guys are from Detroit. Do you want to be more specific about what area you're from?
Yeah,
we're
from Detroit.
We're from the east side, 7 Mile.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
How far is that from, like, Flint and shit like that?
Flint?
Yeah.
Flint, that shit like an hour, 20
that's,
minutes.
That's where my mom's from.
They still got the dirt water out there?
It's still fucked up,
bro. Yeah, it's still fucked up. That's what's
it's
crazy,
still
bro.
Fucked
people
up,
not,
bro.
I don't even want to talk about that.
You never had to deal with that before?
Mm-mm. It's far away.
Hey, it was like a little warning about our water, but it never really got to that.
It never got to that?
It never got to what Flint got to. That's
okay.
That shit crazy.
It was like the whole area of Michigan that was going through that shit?
Nah. Or it like was just Flint, really.
Damn.
I guess they tried to take a lower cut on the way they was getting their water. You feel me?
So that's
and
like the city.
And
the
aren't
city
those people on trial for like murder or some shit because they fucking did that?
They beat that.
The government and shit.
Money, the mayor beat that.
They did.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up.
You know they can't let them go. You feel me? They don't want nothing bad to look like that.
They're not gonna let their own kind rot in jail.
You feel me? But that shit ain't right.
Tell me, don't break it to it, bro.
Oh, God, it be like that.
What was it like growing up out there? Tell us what it was like. Give us the scenery.
It's really like, it's a world out there, though. You feel me? It's like, nigga, you will never know what to expect, though. You feel me? Because
you got
to
be ready for everything.
You got to be ready for everything. So
that's why niggas say if you can make it in Detroit, you can make it anywhere. Cause
so small,
you got to be
in
your
bitch,
pivot.
So it's like,
everybody know everybody. Everybody know somebody that know you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
You see some fucked up shit at a young age? Give us some stories.
Oh, man.
Some
we can't
stories?
Go deep like that.
Let's go deep. Give me some DJ Vlad titles.
The feds in the city.
Just some shit you seen. You can change some details and shit.
Niggas ain't got shot at before. Niggas shot at niggas.
Early? Young?
Hell yeah.
For real?
Everybody didn't got their feet wet before, you feel me?
Right.
So it's like... But we mature, you feel me? Like, fuck that shit, we gonna get some money.
Uh-huh. Detroit, you really gotta know how to move for
real. Gotta know how to move down that bit.
How do you move? I don't know how to move.
You gotta move like the president.
Apparently.
I don't know how to move. You see that guy run up on me?
They better not run into
No, we keeping that door closed.
Yeah, the door.
I seen them niggas run up on you. I was like, damn, man, how they playing my baby Adam like that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, who was all in this motherfucker, matter of fact?
The guy with the gun was not here. He did have the gun out. He just didn't shoot him.
The homie had the burner at his head.
Yep.
He for sure had a gun, for sure.
He did.
I had a bunch of people hit me up mad as hell, like, damn, you guys should have killed that guy.
That was a free body.
That was a free body.
Caught that body. I swear to God.
That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is like, damn, like, but you really want to be walking around feeling like, damn, like, I killed that dude.
Hell yeah.
It was fake though. It was fake too.
Burners to your head.
It was a movie gun.
He didn't know though. He didn't know, obviously. Like, how you,
it was,
like, you know?
Fake.
Bro, he
ran. Someone locked his ass up.
So they all
kicked his head in. Actually, I didn't do it, to be real. I sat there, I ate my food.
Man, we would have got on his ass. Let's think on shit.
Man, he eating no food.
Free body. You guys are fucked up. Yeah,
I caught a free body. No cap.
Free
you guys
body.
Are cold hearted.
He ran person. Up in your shit and put the gun to you. I would have been, man.
No feelings. No heart. You guys, the streets don't turn you cold.
I spit this fucking over. This shit would have been everywhere around this bitch.
I feel you, though.
Still, this shit would have still been on his what? Right here.
You'd never be able to clean it up.
And just where he was at, he would have been right here. Still.
When did you guys decide to start rapping?
Picasso and my shit.
We was probably like 18, 19. What's so crazy, though?
When we first started rapping?
What's about?
But
when we started like...
Oh, it's me. What you mean, like taking it serious or just like playing around?
When's the first time you like got in the booth?
Yeah, were you always just freestyling, fucking around?
I made a song in like 10th grade. That was like the first time I made a song.
What was that called?
It ain't never get out. It wasn't called nothing.
Right. What was it about?
What was it called, though? What were you talking about at the time?
Talking shit, you feel me? You know how nigga just... We just used to be playing, talking shit, you feel me? Silly as hell.
Yeah.
And just fuck around, just say some silly shit on the beat. That rhyme, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, but that's why y'all shit come off like kind of effortless now, like, cause it's like y'all really just be talking like y'all lingo, y'all own swag on
the
beat.
We never really made music to make music. Like, we played it, we made it just to ride around with our niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all make y'all own like y'all music
for our niggas, and niggas just started leaking our shit. You know what I'm saying? They liked it. You know what I'm saying? So we
should
like,
be too relatable, bro. Should be too relatable.
We never really took it serious until like.
I still don't really understand. I don't feed into this shit, bro.
I heard Recipe 2, when it came down to it, I picked the money over you. I picked the drugs over you. I picked the plug over you.
And that wasn't even about to make the tape,
bro. That is like the.
You ain't want to put it on the tape.
I never thought nobody liked that.
That song is the Bible, bro.
That shit. You feel me? That shit. You know what I'm saying about me? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't think nobody. I want to hear some shit.
I listen to that shit in the morning.
That shit giving you game, you feel me?
I would get this bitch my all dog, but bitches be choosing.
Okay.
Like, bro, what? These niggas be spitting the Bible. Like, that shit was crazy, dog.
What's it like when you guys record? How you come up with these fucking ingenious statements like that?
See, that drink right
that
here.
Real talk. Oh, that the drink inspires it?
Hey, drink.
I'll drink to that.
That drink.
I ain't got no ice. Man, but I'll drink to that.
Just hit it raw, fuck it.
Hit it raw.
Raw dog to
them. And them beats. I ain't gonna lie, like, when it's a hard-ass beat, that bitch down there just be talking to you.
Yeah, facts, huh?
Did you figure out the beat plug early on? Or were you fucking recording over whack shit at first? How'd you get
kinda
it together?
Hard. It's still kind of hard, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking with the YouTube beats?
Hell no. Hell no. Designer, you know what I'm saying? That fucking around with the YouTube beats, that just speak to your character, you know what I'm saying? You're not really taking it serious. You're not spending no money on your craft.
Damn, you don't respect the tight beats? I was talking to somebody on here the other day who was telling me that they came up rapping on tight beats.
Bro, I spent some money on my shit. I can't
freestyle
be
on that bitch, but it's
yeah,
like,
facts.
How you gonna get some money off of nothing?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or if you make a hit off his shit, then what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you gotta pay for sure. You gotta pay.
Then y'all link up, and then that's your producer.
I ain't trying to link up with you.
Nah, that's facts.
You don't like meeting the producers? Just keep
it
business.
These niggas be weird, bro.
Hey.
These niggas be weird as hell, man. I gotta fuck around and see how you feel me? How you cut for a fuck around.
Bro make his own shit. We make our own shit.
Oh, you guys make your own beats?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
That's fine.
Bro make his own shit.
Which one of y'all shits that y'all made them together? Like, the beats together?
No, he just cook up with our producer, Jose, that made Block Party.
That's fire, yeah.
So he be cooking up with Jose. That's my man. Shout out
to Jose. So where do you guys record? At your average studio session is just you guys getting loaded, I'm guessing, like you are right now, more or less.
We get high all day, every
high
day.
As fuck. Oh, that's just like, that's just our hobby. You feel me?
Uh huh.
Getting high. You feel me?
Motherfuckers pay us to get high.
That's how you feel? Where?
Love
what do you mean?
Then we get high.
Like at shows and shit? You're basically just standing on stage getting high.
It don't matter. We can go. We in church. We leave out, smoke a blunt, come back in church.
You guys go to church? You still go to church. That's interesting.
If it's like our people tell us to go to church. Yeah. If we got,
you in the city and shit.
Like,
you know.
Come to church.
I ain't going to get out here and lie. I ain't been to church anymore.
I ain't been to church.
My grandma might see this. I ain't been to church.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't been to church. But it's like, if my people were like, come to church, I come.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me? Like,
right. Yeah. My parents ain't asked me to go to church in about 20 years.
Yeah, they ain't asked me to go to church because they know I'm, you know,
thugging.
I probably
don't
even wake up.
Man, see, that'd be the thing.
Man, that's the whole thing, though. That's the whole thing. Or nigga might not even wake up. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be so high, I'm fucking gonna fall asleep.
And I don't want to just go in that bitch and just throw some shit on that smell like weed. You know what I'm saying? I always smell like weed. I wouldn't
even
know.
And shit.
I fucking go in that bitch smell like a pack.
Is that all right, though? I feel like a lot of people got to be going to jail or going to prison.
going to church.
Smelling like weed. Oh, see, I'm good. We gotta smoke some other blunts, so.
Bro, we've been smoking.
Shit, I don't even got my backpack. I ain't even got any weed to give out.
We've been smoking these bitches all day, bro.
Bearwoods all day. You guys off the runts. You got mad runts merchandise and shit.
He definitely got some on that type of time.
Shit,
you know what I'm saying? This the new shit.
We on the run show today, man. Come on now.
I'm gonna pop up on you.
There's a show.
Hell yeah, we on the run show tonight after this.
Nobody tells me about shit. Just staring at me. I don't know.
We on the run show, man. Okay. Okay. Be there, man. The Regent Theater, man.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, y'all going like that. Okay.
Isn't that the fucking, Meat is there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Type shit.
When do you guys feel like you actually started to really get a fan base and shit? When did you start getting numbers on YouTube and all that?
We made this one song called Hands On. That's when we knew we was, you know what I'm saying, we could fuck around, for real. That's when we like, oh, shit. Because everybody was playing it. We hearing motherfuckers like, because in our city, motherfuckers on the west side used to listen to west side shit. Motherfuckers on the east side used to listen to east side shit. So for motherfuckers to be listening on the west side to our shit, we like, damn, what the fuck going on? This shit might do something. Then we started getting booked for it. So we like, oh, fuck it. We might start well. You know what I'm saying? Put some money in this shit. Do this shit.
We don't beef for nobody, so it's like, everybody shows love. Like,
you guys ain't got no beef?
Hell nah.
We get money.
If a nigga wants some smoke, though.
We get money, but you know.
I'm chilling.
We leave the streets in the streets. We leave the rap in the rap. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. We just do our rap. That's fact. Do our thing. Get our money. Stop.
Who's the craziest person that hit you up showing love about your music? Besides me.
That I fuck with that's like a real nigga?
Sure. Or just famous, big name, somebody you respect?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Probably Kodak.
Kodak? Damn, yeah. That's lit. Yeah.
That's Kodak.
Yeah.
And, All Black. He always tap in. Yeah,
all Black hard.
Yeah, also. The California fucking Detroit link up is fire. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be fucking with niggas in Inglewood and shit. Like, that's hard, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you guys got mad videos with fucking Bang Gang Lonnie. You guys tapped in with R. Baron, all that. TK was in here before.
Yeah, TK just left, yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. Come on now. You know Bang Gang. That's my brother.
Shireline. We got some shit with Shireline.
Oh, that's
get right in the mic a little
y'all
bit.
Y'all gotta drop that one with OGZ and Phoenix.
It's coming, it's bumming.
I heard the snippet of that shit.
That shit about to be fire for sure.
Hey, I'm gonna come clean. I'll be listening to the snippet on SoundCloud. That shit's fire. Come on, man. That shit hurt.
Hey, whoever got that SoundCloud too, we on your ass. Oh, okay.
Nah, it's like from the Instagram Live type shit, you know, nigga.
Hell yes.
You on your ass? Anybody leaking shit from Instagram snippets?
Man, they always do that shit. That's why we on blast. They always leaking our shit. That shit was crazy.
I be seeing.
Y'all can't just wait to get the music? We gonna give it to you when you ready.
They want it now. Listen, I be seeing niggas that will remake the whole beat and then play the Instagram Live.
You know why we don't do it though? Cause you'll fuck around and drop some shit like that, and a nigga re-rock your bar. You feel me?
Uh-huh. Right.
A nigga re-rock your bar and take your whole bar. You know what I'm saying?
Took your whole shit. Ran off.
Before you even
shit.
Drop your song, fuck around, right. Drop that bitch that day on your ass.
Kanye will have a song using your lyrics or some shit.
The niggas will take your whole song, your whole idea.
No cap. The whole shit. No cap.
The whole shit, bro.
That's why I don't be doing that shit no more.
On God, bro.
Like, my niggas hear that shit.
You can't even leave it.
Behind closed doors.
On God. You can't even save it up. You can't even text it out to certain people. You feel me?
You feel like you guys get your flow and your style bit a lot. You feel like a lot of people be biting off you.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that too. I feel like there's a lot of biting in general going on the whole East Coast. There's a lot of different shit. Detroit, DMV, where it's like there's a whole wave of different shit of like a lot of people doing sort of similar styles, and then certain people are kind of more advanced with it.
Come on, man. You know,
I guess it's because we young as hell, so I guess like the new generation, they feel like it's gonna last longer, I guess, or something like that. But I don't really like that shit.
You feel me? I just feel like people be doing their thing, but I feel like they just be
catching
a better vibe off of what we go off of. If they do be something like us, though,
it's good to do a couple bars, but don't do a whole song.
Yeah. I mean, the same type of beats, all that shit.
Me like, damn, if you
wanna, I done heard some little niggas before, bro. I'm like, damn, I fuck around and call Beans like, damn, when we drop this shit.
Yo, so that's
the guy. Like, damn, what the fuck?
Like,
going
hey,
on?
This shit hard. When we do this.
There's certain people will just come out with a flow. I swear, like TK came out, and then all of a sudden, like I heard a million little young rappers sounding exactly like TK for a while there.
You feel me?
You know. It's always bound to happen with anybody doing something new.
I ain't scared of that though, cause I got like
That's why we be like switching that shit up.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all niggas,
1,000 different bags for niggas.
Nigga, y'all hop in different bags on the same song too. Like y'all switch the flow up crazy. I was listening to that shit with y'all and GT before y'all came over.
We got GT in the building.
Oh, GT in the building.
Come on,
GT in the building. Come on, man. GT
in the building.
Iceberg
in the building.
Iceberg in the building. How you tapping with him?
Come on, now.
We got lace visuals in the cut, man.
I want Ice Burgundy to pull up at some point.
You know, we got a fucking house party in this.
We gotta talk to Ice Burgundy to be like, bro, what he been going through.
That's the new Big 8.
He got an interesting story we need to talk about at some point.
Then we already did the black party, we're gonna do the house party. You know what I'm saying?
How did you guys what's the game plan at this point in your career? Like, what do you feel is like the level you're trying to get to? What are you doing to get yourself there?
We there.
I feel like we almost polished. Like, it's like we in the third quarter.
We didn't establish like two different bags. You feel me? Like that we can hop in. So it's like I feel like we good. You know what I'm saying? We can touch two different sides. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, even on different tapes, we can go at one point in time and then switch it up with the weather, you know what I'm saying? Or we can mix it in on the same tape, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we more versatile right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
let's see the go right now. I ain't gonna let our new shit.
We ain't gonna let you overdose.
Meters out of space.
Drink water.
You know I'm trying to. Every time I come to Cali, I try to overdose before I go back home.
Don't say that.
Hey, how you feel? Man, that's how I feel. That's how I feel living here, bro.
OD, man. That's OD.
He was born here. He'd been trying to overdose since he was born.
OD,
who
you
born, man?
Sheesh.
We both spilled water all over our fucking sweatpants.
And I got the gray ones on, too.
Yeah, we both rocking gray sweatpants. That's a new drip.
Hey, honestly.
new drip policy.
Hey, you know what they be saying about, you know, niggas with gray sweats on Twitter?
That they lay pipe good.
Welcome to the B Show, baby.
I don't.
Hey, man. He's like, yo,
so what you guys' attitude on women? You all got girlfriends? You prefer to live the single life? What's the deal?
I'm single right now, but I got a friend. You know what I'm saying?
A friend, nigga, keep a smooth little joint. You know come saying? On, man.
I got a friend. You trying to put the mic on.
I
had to keep a smooth. He trying to see you can do it sideways.
Y'all be talking about bitches from the west side and your songs a lot.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, the west side, because we from the east y'all side, from the so east we side. Know we gotta get up on the west side.
Gotta get up on the west side,
you know what I'm saying? We gotta get up on the west side.
That's how you guys get at somebody? If somebody
get on that bitch.
You don't like somebody, you fuck a girl from the neighborhood.
All the west side niggas hoes.
Yeah, you gotta fuck a nigga bitch.
But not even their girl, but just somebody from the neighborhood. Is that that's a low key diss?
We fucking the west side niggas, though.
I mean, it's not really a diss. It's not really a diss.
It's just like,
the west side niggas be trying to get our
hoes on the other side.
Put her on the gram, cracking it open. That's a diss to their whole hood, right?
West side, man, you gonna get flagged.
West side niggas be trying to hit our hoes on the low.
Your shit gonna get flagged.
My shit gonna fuck around. Be on Google. My grandma gonna fuck around. See that shit. I can't be doing that.
You scared of that? You scared of what your grandma gonna think about you? You got all these songs about shooting people and shit.
Hey.
Sorry, granny.
You feel me? But I ain't about to be all on Instagram hearing some shit.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it'd be like
ain't about the porn star, my shit.
There's nothing wrong with it, bro. Trust me. I remember when Fat Trail was eating ass on the gram.
See, that's what I'm saying. Niggas doing too much. Niggas doing too much on that bitch.
Nah, that was cool.
My nigga,
I can't eat no ass, bro. I can only eat pussy on the holidays. It gotta be.
Only once on a blue moon? Holiday. On her birthday?
Birthday, Valentine, it gotta be a holiday.
Right. No, I respect that for sure.
That ain't some everyday shit.
Every time you dive in?
First go.
That's how you decide if you want to put your dick in?
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If it reeks, are you just like, ugh.
You got to keep going, then you like,
my status level too high right now. Bitch can't be saying that. You feel me?
That's fact.
You can't eat out of groupie. Okay. That's some weirdo shit.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you got to do that shit when you 38.
I'm 35, so I'm about there.
You got 3 more years, motherfucker. You better quit.
And then I can start eating pussy.
They taking advantage of you.
My girl will not agree with that. My girl wants me to eat pussy more. I'm going to be real with you.
When you 38, that's when it's.
That's your girl. I live
with 38.
She deserves some pussy.
38.
I'm 35.
Hey, DJ Khaled said he not eating his wife out.
DJ Khaled is a misogynist.
Yeah, he talking about his ass shit. Don't talk that ass shit.
Huh? Oh, I eat ass too, for sure. Oh,
man.
What? That's regular.
You wild motherfucker, Adam.
You guys are close-minded, man.
Yeah, man.
You talk about going to church. You're hating on eating ass.
You guys are close-minded.
Well, close my motherfucking mind because I ain't eating no ass.
Close my shit all the way. Zip my shit up. Well, throw away the key.
We always end up having the same conversation on this podcast about us eating ass.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Ugly God was in here, and he was horrified. Oh, yeah, he was like, you can't be serious. He asked us when the podcast was over. He was like, y'all were just kidding, right?
I'm like, no.
I was like, nah,
that's
bro.
Regular shit.
I see why y'all ain't want to smoke
eating
with
all that ass shit.
I'm glad. Motherfucker all in the chili
ring.
bro, you gotta spread her shit open, spit in her shit, like just go crazy. You gotta go crazy.
What's the next question,
bro? I'm too young, bro. I ain't that advanced with my sex life.
I'm 25, bro. I'm 25.
You gotta get on that. Start doing some weird ass shit.
I ain't that horny yet.
You ain't that horny yet.
That's too horny.
It only goes downhill from here.
I think it's after like 25. I think my hormones gotta get up.
You guys do too much drugs and shit. Your dick's all fucked up. Is that it?
I don't know.
My shit work well.
I don't know.
I'm pile driving shit. Tombstone and shit. Pinning shit to the cross.
There's some weird shit out there. Like, you know, Kodak be talking about taking dick pills and shit.
Tail on a duck
Kodak,
in
on Kodak's album, he's talking about taking Cialis and Viagra.
I give a bitch a Pink Panther. Fuck you talking about?
Hey. Fuck is that?
Yeah, man.
That's a wrestling
pussy
move?
Part. Fuck you talking about?
Chingaling.
Nah.
Man.
I give a bitch a ching-a-ling. That's they ching-a-ling, that Pink Panther. I give a bitch a Pink Panther.
That's what you call it. All right. I respect that.
And I take the ching-a-ling. Yeah.
The ching-a-ling.
Yeah. You ain't ready for that. That's what I'm going to get you, Adam, a ching-a-ling. I know what you want.
You got me fucked up.
We get Adam a ching-a-ling.
A ching-a-ling.
Tell you right. Ching-a-ling, man. That's
what kind of girls y'all like?
Man, I like all women bitches. Besides, no offense, I don't like big girls.
No, you don't
I
go
like
big.
Big girls.
Go big or go home.
I like the baddest bitches.
I like
if you think you a bad bitch, I like you.
There you go.
R9s,
you
tens.
Get money. You get money, you got your own shit, you got you doing.
Get money, you know what I'm saying? Independent.
You straight.
But
you
not fat. Independent, but still on a diet.
You not trying to drain a nigga back. You got your own plan, you know what I'm saying? It's a new society.
Girls not really just staying at home and raising
bitch,
kids.
I love you.
If you give a girl bad dick these days, she'll go tweet about it.
Can't be leeching off a nigga. Nigga gonna get mad at you, bro.
If you give a girl bad dick, she might tweet about it.
Nah, if a bitch on some bullshit, you gotta give a bitch some half-ass dick. You in school?
You hitting her good as fuck?
She gonna still get, she getting off on you because she's still getting some good dick. That's what she really wants, some good dick. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna make her mad when you give her a half dick.
When you give her some weak-ass dick, she gonna be like, oh, you lame.
I'm scared of getting a bad Yelp review, you know?
Yeah, you can't.
I don't want her to be in the.
And you done fucked a bitch so many times, what type of mole review you need?
No, but
I don't want her to be in the strip club saying that my dick game is bad. You know, I'm trying to provide.
I know,
bitch. I'm done.
When you hit them hoes, the first time, you go crazy on them hoes.
Oh yeah.
First two, I'm down there about to put my knee in that motherfucker.
You gotta grab her shoulders and you ride it like a Kawasaki.
No cap. You grab them shoulders, she can't go nowhere.
Out them first three times, she for sure gonna remember.
Every time she try to go, you gonna pull her back.
Yeah.
If she just like harass me and just like doing too much, I'm gonna give her some half ass dick and get her out of my way.
Yeah, that's what make me give you some half ass dick if you on my ass.
She fuck fans?
Once she start harassing, you gotta just cut her off.
Right that. When you cut, but when you cut her off, she ain't cut you off.
You guys fuck fans yet?
Yeah.
You fuck fans yet?
Huh?
Fans? Like people who are just like straight up fangirls?
Like, yeah, like at the show, like just
come again.
Fans, you smash like a groupies? Fangirl. Yeah, yeah, like a groupie.
I don't know.
He's playing dumb.
That nigga like,
acting like I don't know. Huh?
Nah,
it depends.
Nah.
Shit, if they want to be a fan, shit.
They all end up fans eventually.
They all end up fans eventually.
Hell yeah, I did it.
She might not know who you are
at first. If she want to be a fan, hell yeah, I did it. Nah, she a fan of my music.
She pulled
her motherfucking head. Hell yeah, you damn right, I hate her.
Right.
God, let her pull up, sing all the lyrics.
Show my people you pulled up, though, on this bitch.
You feel me? Well, I'm on the live now.
Yeah.
You one of them rappers who just goes on live during the podcast. I respect that.
Yeah, nigga.
It is.
I turned up.
Yeah.
All my people at home in the city, so you know.
They definitely want to see this content.
Detroit, they really, we don't get that much exposure in Detroit.
Nah, that's why we're trying to help out.
I'm doing this for them. This is really for them.
That's why I'm going to do an Eminem interview, is to help him out and give him some exposure.
Swear to God, bro, because I don't never see him at that bitch.
Nah, he needs to pull
to
up.
I'm starting to think your shit.
I dressed as him for Halloween, and he still didn't hit me.
Because that nigga Exhibit was saying he was from Detroit. You ever seen Exhibit in Detroit?
Nah.
I thought Exhibit was from here.
That's what I'm saying.
He was from like Arizona and shit, and then he moved out here. He told me he drove from Arizona to LA with a Uzi.
He was standing somewhere on 7 Mile, talking about his house got tore down and all type of shit. We ain't never seen that nigga do a
He was in 8 Mile.
Pimp My Ride.
He was in 8 Mile. That's all I remember.
Exhibit.
Yeah, that was it.
I got Exhibit's line. I can holler at Exhibit if you wanna pull his card.
Yeah, I wanna ask that nigga, like, bro,
what's his deal with Detroit?
What the fuck going on?
I'ma tag him when this comes out. I'ma tag him and be like, Exhibit.
Why you ain't never had no Pimp My Ride in Detroit, bro?
He'll probably give you a car.
Do no shit in Detroit.
I definitely seen him in Inglewood doing a Pimp My Ride.
He might cop you a Civic.
He might cop me a what?
A Civic. He might not be able to get you a Rolls Royce.
I'm gonna book his ass a party. That's what the fuck I'm gonna do.
A party?
Yeah.
Exhibit. What if Exhibit told you he needed a feature from you guys? Would you be like, all right, bet?
Yeah, I'm booking it.
Exhibit
got stuff for his ass.
Well, he entertained you for so many years back in the day. You know.
I want to know what part of.
I fuck with Exhibit. I don't be knowing what niggas be talking about, bro.
I fuck with him, but I just want to know where he been at. We was looking for you in the D. Niggas need to help in that bitch. Fuck is you?
Nah, I don't even remember if he was really from the D.
You
want
to say?
I didn't even know.
All this extra shit. Yeah, he said he was from the D, bro.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
That's tight though.
Is Big Sean tapped in Detroit? As far as like you know, like mainstream rappers. I don't know.
Does anyone fuck with him?
You said Big Sean?
Yeah, Big Sean, you're a legend.
He a legend at that bitch, but
you feel me?
Since he got the.
What y'all be listening to, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
I had to do this.
Who do y'all listen to from the city besides yourself?
I had to do this for Sean.
Like, no, Sean is hot right now. He's like, man, they just laughed at my name.
It ain't really like no big ass studios there. Nah, like, no, you feel me? So it ain't nowhere for him really to record at that bitch. You feel me? Like,
that's facts.
He really like real. He a real big artist right now. You know what I'm saying? So he got to go with his market.
That's how Sean played. He was like,
let's be real. The girls are not hot enough in Detroit for Big Sean. He needs to be out here.
He's looking at niggas in Detroit like.
Big Sean is not trying to fuck no Detroit bitches. I'm sorry. He's trying to get some ass out here in L.A. in the Valley where they work out. They go to yoga class and shit.
Nigga trying to get that pay.
I got one word for Big Sean. Stay your ass here. Them niggas at home, man. Boy, tell him.
You think they'd pick him apart?
Man.
You think his house would get run up on if he moved back?
Hell yeah.
Would you do it?
He been ducking and dying for about 10 years.
Yeah. Hey, people get robbed out here too. They move out here all of a sudden. The night of the show, they know that they ain't nobody at the crib.
10 years, Shy, ain't no I'm playing. I fuck with Big Sean.
That nigga talking shit.
That's true.
Like playing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like that.
Big Sean, he for sure most definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Most definitely.
That's the thing though. That
he cool as a fan.
Bizarre got hot as fuck because. On Say really Cheese,
it's only three really big artists from Detroit.
Yo, but on Say Cheese, they were asking Sada Baby, like, do motherfuckers listen to Eminem? And he was just like, nah, Eminem not really. And then Bizarre from D12 got mad as fuck. and was yelling about it on the gram, like, fucking say cheese, don't be asking
that shit. That bitch is a blastic.
That shit was
a blastic. Yeah.
That shit was going up.
A blastic.
Big Sean was like the first Detroit artist to pop. Eminem was long ago, like, something ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 million years ago. That don't even feel like a real thing to you.
You feel me? He been stamped as
What about Obie Trice? Real name, no gimmicks.
Obie Trice.
Maybe
he had that song. He had a song.
Way before our time.
He had a song about a bitch with no teeth. Hey, remember that song? Hopefully She Got Some Teeth? Yeah. By Obie Trice? That shit was hard, bro.
Real name, no gimmicks.
Bro, that shit was hard.
What about ICP? Think about becoming Juggalos?
ICP. Look at the time from Eminem to Big Sean. You feel me?
That's a
long ass time. So Eminem, he went, then Big Sean went. You feel me? So Big Sean, you feel me? That's how it really is.
ICP too. Did you guys think about becoming Juggalos? You could have painted your face. That's a whole different fan base. You might still want to fuck with.
Yeah,
you know about the Insane Clown Posse, right?
Yeah, I ain't selling myself.
I'm just saying it's an option.
No. I know Team East. I don't know ICP.
Who's Team East?
You better know who Team East is. What about
Danny Brown? History. Danny Brown popped off out of there.
Yeah. I heard he be telling people about us too, bro. Shout out to Danny.
I bet he listens to you. He's very up on the new shit.
I bet 1,000,000%, bro. Because y'all niggas are y'all too lit for him or not. He definitely knows.
Shout out to him, man.
So who do you guys listen to besides yourselves?
Shout out to, who we listen to?
Zan Man.
I listen to a lot of motherfuckers.
You want me to name people in the D who we listen to?
Sure. It's just anybody in general, too. If you listen to Future, I want to know about that, too.
Future, Thug, that's our favorite. That's like our two favorite artists, for real.
People in the D, though, we listen to GT, Dane Dot, Ray, DZ. Who else we listen to?
This is Johnny Dang's dude. Can you see where they are?
That's Johnny Dang.
Johnny Dang about to pull up, I think. Or he might be about to tell me that he's not pulling up because he had to go to a boxing match or some shit. Bam ball, let on Johnny Dang.
Yeah, I need some ice.
Y'all don't smoke. You don't smoke Jules?
Huh?
You don't smoke Jules?
What?
Jules?
My niggas rock Jules. What's that, bro?
It's that little fucking pen that you like smoke the vape shit out of.
Me and my niggas rock Jules.
Is ice very important to you?
Ice.
Shit, not for real.
Drip.
Hold on. How did the Cardi Shade shit happen in Detroit?
That's been forever.
You'll get your ass.
It ain't need nothing. You feel me? You know how like
you'll
niggas
get your ass stuck
wear
for
the
them
the woods. You know what I'm saying? It just went up. You know what I'm saying? Just got upgraded to the Buffalo Frame.
Niggas get ice for them bitches. I'm telling you, don't play. Well, back then they used to get ice for them bitches, but
I remember back in the '80s, the old heads used to be wearing the wires.
Yeah. But I be seeing niggas with iced out fucking cars.
80s and
90s
wearing the wires.
That's crazy.
So ice and bitches. No
then
care.
In the 2000s, Blade, them niggas, they was wearing the woods.
That's facts.
Blade ice woods.
Yeah.
How much you got to spend on those things? I'm not too educated on the Cartier glasses.
Down there like $3,000 without
Jesus
the ice.
Christ, that's
without
crazy.
The ice, yeah. They be icing them out, the glasses.
Without the ice. You ain't just see, we just, Kodak got the ice buffs. You ain't see it?
Man,
you stamped them.
Stamp.
Oh,
they
got
the ice buffs. That's like,
you gotta get you some buffs, bro.
Some what?
Some buffs, bro.
Bubs?
Buffs.
Buffs.
But it's you
buffs.
Gotta get it from but a Detroit.
That's what you call these sunglasses.
You gotta be there
buffs.
With a Detroit nigga, you
buffs.
Feel me? To,
white,
you feel me? To buffs. Get stamped.
Be,
like, yeah, I gotta be
my
Detroit
guy,
nigga.
My Sherpa.
You gotta be inducted.
Or you're not really stamped. You feel me? You just got some buffs. You're not really stamped with your shit.
I'll slide with you guys. You gotta protect me, though.
Come
on. What? People might try to run up on me or some shit. I need you guys to take care of me, man. I need you guys to be my security.
All right. I live in real life right now.
You think
they're
going to run up on you while I'm right there?
Yeah.
All right. You
maybe.
Damn fool.
They might be
you
crazy, bro.
Fool.
You don't know what kind of ops I got.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
Saying?
I ain't got no ops.
What the fuck you got?
I don't need to be with
you. Everybody loves me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You
everybody loves me, bro.
But you must got motherfucking. You must got the mob on
you. Must
head,
be
bro.
Running off on niggas.
I think it'll be all right. I got house phone with me right now.
Girl,
look at this crip next
get
to me.
Right for this interview.
Look at this big crip right here.
Ooh, get back with you.
Ooh.
He's wearing all the blue and shit. He look like the baby on his album cover.
Even blood right there, though.
Be it on God. Be like that.
Yeah. I'm not claiming his side. You look like the baby on his album cover, though, once again.
He talking about I ain't banging the set.
No. Leave me out of it.
Adam is crazy.
I'm not about that life. You feel me? You dig? I hate when white dudes who like seem like they're from the suburbs are just saying crazy ass slang and shit. I always think it sounds too crazy.
It'd be like that, man.
No cap.
Hey, man, how you know about that? No cap.
That shit is funny to me. I like slang just because I think it's funny.
It's like, dude, no cap, man.
No cap, bro.
It's fucking no cap.
Yeah. No cap.
No cap. You guys gotta make a no cap tape coming soon.
Come on,
no
cap.
You gonna
Somebody
sign?
Keep saying that shit.
You guys gonna sign?
Is we gonna sign?
Yeah.
Is we gonna sign?
Hell yeah, to the streets.
If somebody come with some Young Dolph deal, 20 mil.
If they talking 20 some,
mil, that
they
works.
They talking some the right
shit. Really got,
it gotta be like, it gotta be like the right. It gotta be like the right decision, though. It gotta be like right for us.
We really already know what we want to do.
You don't think you need it right now, though?
No, all we really need is like to get on a tour for real.
For real, just a tour. People just gotta hear our music more, like just know who it really is.
I think people are gonna show understand. Up. People gonna show up when y'all do that shit. Just
they just
y'all
gotta really listen to our
I don't
music.
Give a fuck if they don't. I'm ready to start it from the ground up.
No, I mean like just off views alone and the people that fuck with y'all in different areas. Like y'all already like you know shit gonna be going crazy.
Yeah.
Who you wanna go on tour with?
I hope so. Shit.
Who
you wanna go on tour with?
Shoreline,
that's a good one.
Hey, that'd be crazy. That'd be so.
Everyone fuck with that.
Wow, I love Shoreline. Those are the homies. Yeah, that'd be lit. I feel like their fan base would fuck with your shit.
Already.
Yeah, most definitely.
They would fuck with it for sure.
No cap.
No cap.
They cool as a fan.
No cap.
Shit, my producer homie, that's the one that showed me y'all niggas for the first time. The homie Tiesto, the one that they used to.
Oh yep.
The niggas.
I'm gonna go do something with him in a minute.
Yeah, the West Coast is tapped in to Detroit, man. We tapped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
everybody tapped in.
I fuck with the West Coast, man. I was shocked. That's the LA, the second city that's playing our music
just,
right now.
You just know your
Spotify stats or what?
Like, yeah, like they the second.
I ain't gonna lie, our Spotify not that high. We need to get our Spotify up.
Everybody out there, go like and subscribe.
Hey, Spotify exactly. The one that be
oh yeah,
going
go get our show. I've
been going stupid on YouTube though. Stupid on YouTube, SoundCloud going up.
Our Spotify do numbers, but I don't
be on Spotify.
You know,
that, so
like
know.
In our city though, like the Apple Music go dumb. You Facts. Feel me?
That's what it's harder to Apple check your stats on Apple Music and shit. Like you gotta like
they don't want you knowing what's going on.
Yeah,
with
like why can't you see your shit like that? You know?
I don't know.
Shit, cause nigga don't want to see that shit.
Some niggas don't
too
need
much info.
Yeah, facts.
I never ever even thought about looking at anything on there though. I only check like SoundCloud, YouTube.
And then exactly. Weed. In the
weed?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
What about the sour
that's
harambe?
Like,
that's
like
what dropped out.
That's like
roll
going
up the sour
to a job.
Harambe?
That's like going to a job and not calculating your hours, bro.
I don't really know. Huh?
That's like going to a job and not calculating your hours, bro.
What? Not knowing? I don't. What the fuck am I putting on Apple Music? I think you can listen to the podcast on fucking.
I mean, if I'm
iTunes.
About to go on the plane, I'm
they don't really give you analytics.
If I'm about to go on the plane, bro, I'm downloading all this shit on Apple Music.
Hey, man.
Hey, that's just some random weed that somebody dropped off, so I don't really know nothing about it. You gotta give me
we about
your
to roll
review.
That shit up.
Yeah, we're
gonna tell you. What
he's
let me see.
He's having
let
a hard time
see,
with
let
the
me
can.
See, let me see.
There you go.
I know what to
that
do
seems
with.
Like a lot of packaging. I'm gonna be honest with you.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Like a can of tuna, bro. You support it?
We on the podcast.
He's smelling through the mask. It's sour harambe. The weed names are getting ridiculous.
Sour harambe.
That's what it's called. Sour harambe.
You talking about the weed names are getting ridiculous.
I don't know. Somebody dropped it off. I don't know nothing about it.
God, who got a wood, man?
God,
that shit smell like some.
You know how everybody got wedding cake? I seen one called divorce cake.
Wedding cake?
Damn. The divorce
y'all got
cake?
Some cake?
The single cake?
I ain't got
divorce
no.
cake.
Divorce cake. That's why I saw somebody
what?
Had one called that.
The single cake.
Single cake. Single
people
and
be celebrating their divorce?
I don't think so. I think it's more just like a joke name for the weed strain.
That might be some white people shit though. Like white bitch might have a divorce party.
Abortion cake.
Yeah. Boy, hey, I
see
you ain't gonna smoke
sound
no
like
abortion cake. That's
why.
That's my new strain. That I'm actually. I got a new strain dropping soon. It's
that
called abortion
like bad
cake.
Karma, bro.
Yeah, that's probably fucked up.
niggas start getting
bad bomber, man.
Barma. Yeah. So you guys are bloods? I didn't even know that. I'm not paying that much of attention.
Man, you better pay
NHP,
more.
Man. You better listen.
Better look behind you, man.
I don't know shit, bro. I'm not tapped in like that. You got to tell me.
Yeah. Shit ain't no good joke. Shit is real life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This nigga. All right. So what else you guys need to tell us about?
We got an album coming out next month. You know what I'm saying? Meters Out of Space.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? About to get them boys like 13. 14 songs.
Going crazy. Who y'all got producing on there?
Got Jose, Jetson. You know who Jetson
is? Yeah. Oh, Lord, Jetson made another one.
We got Pooh Beats.
Fire.
We got
Jose
Drago.
I made a couple of the beats on there.
We got Drago on there. Who else we got?
I help make a lot of the beats on there.
You love Cybers. Making beats, or is it just like a little part time thing?
We got Cybers on there. We got RJ Lamont on there.
That's fire.
That's what's up.
Who else on there? MJC. Jones. JC. We got my nigga JC on that bitch.
Who y'all got on features and shit?
We ain't got that many features. Shyline, GT. I think that's it.
Yeah. Shyline and GT.
Is y'all gonna drop that song with OGZ and Phoenix?
Mo and Amazo. All
right, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
Bang Game Mo. I mean, Share Game Mo and Bang Game Amazo on there. Yeah. GT and Shyline Mafia on there.
We're rolling loud next month.
Oh, y'all turn it up.
That's gonna be lit.
Hell yeah. We about to go crazy down that bitch.
They gotta come out and support.
Nigga better hide your hoe. Hide your hoe down that bitch when I step through that bitch. When me and my nigga step through that bitch. Hide
I'm surprised
bitch.
You're not at Coachella. This hoe's to be hidden.
I love Coachella. We just body probably stepped through that bitch. Or you hide your hoe. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, tomorrow's the day to go. Kanye having a church service in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we was talking about church.
Kanye hide his hoe, man.
Kanye having a church service. I'm not going to Kanye.
No, but that's actually, if you go to Kanye's church, you can smoke dope there. And
you
can
definitely smoke dope at
Kanye.
I'm not about
to play
with a guy like that, bro.
No, he was doing the music and shit, bro.
Hide his hoe.
He just doing the
tell
music.
Tell Kanye to hide his hoe.
I ain't playing with God like that.
You wouldn't smoke a blunt at Kanye's church service?
We at this hoe.
You feel me? He's going to send a plague.
We at that man hoe.
A plague to the start. You're going to wish that upon us?
Jeez.
NHP right. Though, man. Shout out to my niggas. Yeah, man. Englewood. You already know what type of time we on.
There you go.
Shout out to my Red Zone niggas.
What's important for you to do when you step
family
through?
Family circle.
When you come through L.A., where is it important that you stop by? Where is it important that you do?
You gotta tap in. I got to tap in with my big slimes, you know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. You know, I got to let them know I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I just can't be around this bitch lacking or loose. You feel me? I got to show the respect when I tap down. You know what I'm saying? That's the important thing when you step down to this bitch.
Nice.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. When I step down, I gotta find them drugs.
That's why y'all be tapped in too. You feel me? For
yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Our big slimes for sure had a package for us for sure.
Mm-hmm. What kind of drugs do you do besides lean and weed?
Probably proper perk here and there.
Uh-huh.
If I'm about to fuck on y'all hoe.
That's a sex drug.
Not
I
want to
try
real.
That.
Not for real. I just that get me in my mood. I just be talking wet as hell to a bitch. You know what I'm boss up on a bitch.
That's what I
saying.
Always hear is that the
make
Percocet
bitch,
is like the ideal sex
down,
drug.
Make a bitch boss down on them and on the perks. You know
you,
what I'm
you do a ton of drugs. You, what's that like?
Nah, I mean,
what drugs you do, Slime?
Man.
Yeah, but just let him know. Come
white
on.
Girl, he a cocaine.
Oh, baby,
look at that glass.
Nah. He's supposed to crack and shit.
Hey, honestly,
I'm on Molly right now.
I be shooting up. I be on all the
nah. The tinfoil guy. He smokes perks off
of
foil.
Hey, what that nigga OGZ said? That nigga said, I got them blue pills you can smoke off the foil. That's what I be on, man.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm fucking
you're
around.
A teenager.
A teenager.
Damn.
A teenager. Nah, I'm fucking around.
What you buying the bitches for?
God. Hey. No lies.
I thought you were going to roll that up.
What?
The sour harambe.
I had no backwood. Somebody
pass
me the backwood, please.
It's not up to your standards.
It's 420, man. We got to get high.
It's 420. We got
to
smoke all strains.
No blunts.
Well, nobody got no weed.
This bitch looking sober.
No blunts.
They fell no off.
No cap. Yeah, that's how you gotta say it, though. You gotta put some swag on that bitch.
We ain't serious about 420 out here, you know.
You ain't?
I mean, we are. We're trying, but we're not. Jeez, we ain't got no weed going around here right now. It's kind of whack, right?
When you with me, you better roll up.
Facts. All right, so
I'm gonna lie to you.
Anything we should say before we wrap this up? Anything we got to talk about?
Let's get it going or whatever. I don't know.
Ask us some shit you always want to ask us, man.
That I always wanted to ask you guys.
Ask us some shit about about some lyrics or something that you ain't.
House Phone got the lyric questions. You got quotables, man.
I mean, shit, man. I listen to all y'all niggas shit. Okay. What do you think was the song that really took y'all, like, from, like, you know, getting a couple 100,000 plays to getting millions and millions and, like, shit just running up? Like, I feel like fucking Slide Season tape, that's the whole tape was just going crazy. I mean, sorry for the get up, bro.
Nah, that's the thing. Everybody called the tape Slat Season.
I know.
That's not...
I'm just faded right now, too.
Oh, also. Yeah. No, I was just about to clear it up, though, because everybody just called the tape Slat Season.
Exactly.
It's really Slat Season, the song, for real.
Exactly. Dude.
It ain't no tape, though. Everybody be cutting the tape.
We had a song way before that. We was getting M's.
Yeah.
Before we dropped the tape. That Hands On song.
Yeah, facts.
That bitch did like 3-4 M's on that bitch.
Yep. After our first M on that Hands On, that's when it broke those. Like,
did Miley Cyrus come out after Sorry for the Get Off, like on that tape? Or was that?
It was on the tape, but the video came out before the tape.
Bro, y'all niggas dropped so many bangers on that one tape that it was just like, bro, everything on that tape
we
was
had
going,
like 15 more songs.
We weren't expecting that shit, though. We were just...
They all went viral, like, every song. Yeah, like, damn, bro.
We weren't expecting that shit, though. We was just shit, you feel me?
Talking our shit on
them, bro, my nigga Tiesto was going back playing me that old shit. I could do this shit with a blindfold.
That was some other shit though.
That's why I was like, yo, these niggas can rap on anything, like you feel me?
Fuck around, put a gospel beat on.
Hey, bro, at Kanye's church service, bro. Let's go. Featuring Drake.
I bet not ever meet Kirk Franklin.
Bro, I love Kirk.
He's about to go like mega religious on this podcast right here. He's starting to feel like we're fucked up. They gotta find God again.
He's like, yo, these niggas eating ass.
He wanna reconnect with God on this podcast. Bro,
he's like, these niggas eating ass, snoring coke. These niggas is on some other shit.
Y'all boys on the next level shit.
Yeah, hey, you guys supposed to be the rappers. You're out here like, oh, I pop a perk once in a while.
I don't do perk, but I'll sip a 10.
A 10?
Every day.
Every day?
All day.
Shut up. There's no way.
Yeah.
That's so expensive. That's crazy. A 10?
Tip of 10.
He said that's
do you
so
break them down by twos at least? Or you just...
No. We'll put a whole 10. We want to. We'll put it 5-5. We'll do a 6-6-7. Pour a 3.
I'm pouring up a light too and keeping it moving. I can't even.
A light too?
Yeah. Yeah, too.
I do that for breakfast.
Good.
Wake up. What's the next mission?
What's the plan?
You feel me?
No cap.
That's how we
feel like a two is reasonable. Anything past a two, you got you're spending too much money.
Sometimes
I got like a 1.5 or some shit, and I'm totally fine with that.
See?
But
see?
I also drink a Modelo, so.
See?
So you dibbling and dabbling,
you know?
Yeah, you dibbling and dabbling,
see,
bro.
You drinking a Modelo, you feel me?
That nigga said it's Modelo time.
It's Modelo tomorrow. Time.
But I guarantee you pour a 4 every day to yourself for a week straight, and you try to stop, you're not going to stop.
Hell no. That's why I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make my fucking, make lean this huge part of my life. It sounds terrible. I have tons of friends who are addicted to it. It's crazy.
That's what we trying to tell you, that shit.
You're telling the kids right now, like, be careful.
So we know we already own this, so we don't want to get on the perks, though. You feel me? That shit's just like, that's ratchet.
Bro, it's really just the sodas, bro. If y'all niggas, you gotta just hit the shit raw, and then.
But I pop a perk though. I ain't got problems with it. I just don't do it no more. I've been pop a perk, but I just don't. That shit. When you need them bitches, you won't get to need them bitches for
Yeah.
I feel like I hear a lot of OGs that have been sipping for a long time that always say that's where a lot of like the younger niggas mess up is because we be mixing other shit and drinking heavily. You feel me?
It's still all niggas sipping, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It be niggas that like, I've been sipping for 20 bro. Years, 30
if
years.
If you
like,
can do anything niggas, in moderation, if you keep it chill, you know?
I make my man's mama sipping, bro. I ain't
gonna
lie, bro.
Well, I wish my mom would drink lean with me. That'd be amazing.
What is
damn. I'll let her sleep on the couch. She can't be driving home off the drink.
You gonna give her a line or two lines first time?
I'm gonna give her two, no problem.
Give her two lines?
Call my mom a four. You don't think she can handle it?
Man, I don't know, bro.
I'm sipping with her. I ain't gonna lie.
Is that like that's like sipping champagne now?
She likes Diet Pepsi. I'll mix it with that.
Nah, this ain't sipping. This ain't like sipping champagne.
No,
this
it's a different like, thing.
I mean,
this
what's
it? Like sipping.
This shit like going to a different planet.
I might pour four on the Modelo.
That's
what it's like.
Yo,
it's Modelo time.
Yo, OGZ was definitely pouring foes in the
champagne.
In the highlights in the 32 ounces, bro.
For real?
Bro, what? Going crazy.
With soda?
Well, in the champagne, Zampagne.
Oh
come
my
on.
God.
Come on, man. Shout out my niggas,
man.
Come on, shout out my niggas.
This just keeps getting more and more.
Shout out my niggas, bro.
You gotta jump there drinking that shit.
I'm sipping a Perk water right now. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, right. Lil God was in here on Perk water.
I'm about to say I'm glad I ain't hit your shit.
He was on the Perk water. Lil God it.
Perk juice.
That shit looked disgusting. Lil God it hard as fuck.
Perk juice.
I'm big up on his. All right, yo. I appreciate you guys coming through. Let's get higher.
We on no jumper, man.
We got Johnny Dang pulling up.
Johnny you know Dang. What I'm saying? On that type of time.
You feel me?
All right. Name I'll pull up.
All right, y'all.
What did you say? All right, we're good. All right, appreciate you guys. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Bang.